Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Gillian Ryan from the Horse and Jockey went missing on April 18th, and her body sadly was found the following day in a gully above the lake in the Cumra Mountains by members of the Southeastern Mountain Rescue Association. Now, despite the grief and nightmare being endured by her husband and family, they've decided to set up a fundraiser for Semra. And Noel Buckley, who frequently contributes to our programme, is a family friend. Noel joins me now. Good morning to you, Noel.
Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today. Before you tell me about the fundraiser, would you tell us a little about Gillian?
Yeah, I first met Gillian last summer. Connor was part of a team of us that decided to do a fundraiser for Tipperary Down Syndrome in Turles, cycled from Mizzen to Mallon. And that was my first encounter with Gillian. And you know the way, Fran, you meet people and you get a good feeling, and she just had such positive energy, brightness, and so encouraging of our project, and that's what connected with me and the encounters I had with her. And they were actually 13 years married last August when I met her inside when we were presenting a check of over 32,000 that we had raised. And they were celebrating their anniversary that night and sharing their stories of how they came together and so on. But she, I suppose, what you could say about her, she was a woman that was totally devoted to her kids and to Connor and to the family. She was, as Connor said, she was always physically, mentally and emotionally there for them. And she kept scrapbooks for her kids every 6 months of their life. And only 2 months ago, she sat down with the family and Connor, and they were going through photographs of themselves before the kids were born, with the kids, and sharing the memories and so on. She was an avid runner herself, ran with McCarthy, called Crokes, and the Crokes Athletic Club in Turles, and was big into, I suppose, looking at what she was reading, read a lot of inspirational books that were motivational, that were focused on living your life to the full. And even just as Connor was showing me last Thursday above, she constantly took notes out of those pieces that inspired her. Things like, I was just looking at them there last Thursday with him, some of the ones she had made notes of: have gratitude for everything, give back your time to help others. My life practice is to live for other people with dignity, respect and kindness. And she had a note to herself: I'm so grateful to run here. I connect with God and the universe. Thank you, God. I love you for loving me. So that gives you an insight into a person who wanted to live life to the full.
And a very spiritual person as well, Noel, obviously.
Yeah. As Connor said, she used to say to him that I am going running on the Devil's Bit or down around Mahon Falls or on the roads around McCarthy. And she used to call in regularly into the cathedral to light a candle, and that's why they had our funeral service in the cathedral, because it had very fond memories. But she said, I go to those spaces to fill my tank so that I can give back to others. So same as you and I might plug in our phone to recharge, to have it for the next day. That was her way of plugging in to recharge her spirit so that she could be there for others. And even just looking through, if you like, the contributions people put in remembrance of her, you know, some amazing comments. One woman wrote, she has come to our home for over 20 years. We considered her a friend. She always arrived with a smile on her face. We had lovely chats and a cup of tea. She had the most lovely presence and spoke so lovingly of her little treasures, Amelia, Rose and Connor. Another woman wrote, the world has lost a super athlete, a caring mother, a good wife, and one of the most sincere and caring friends anyone could have known. And I have known her for 20 years. And she was part of a virtual running, or she took part in a running camp down in Kerry recently last year, last summer, and this Trevor Cummins wrote about her. I was immediately struck by her relentless passion for running and the game of life. I can only imagine that Gillian's wish to live life to the full will be the lasting legacy that her young family can follow as an example for the rest of their lives. And I think people were deeply touched by her, even and people that wouldn't have known her. Like there was a mother from a Meath grandmother who said, "I can't imagine the enormity of your pain, but please know that the whole country are keeping you all close to our hearts and thoughts. If only we could, we would help carry you all through this unbearable pain and loss. May all the great and wonderful happy times you all had together help you through these times." So even the news of her story and her tragic death touched people deeply and brought memories to the surface of the encounter. On Twitter myself, I saw one woman who was doing the 100 days of walking, talked about the fact she loved meeting Gillian out in her run. Mm. She didn't know her, but Gillian always gave her this lovely smile. And as she said, it lit up the start of our day.
And that's something that's come across from many people. I saw Councillor Jim Ryan writing about that as well, that when you see her running or jogging, she was smiling. Mm. She was always a happy presence, Noel.
Yeah, and I think even just looking at, you know, the notes she made to herself from the book, from the books she was reading, you could say that was her mission in life, to brighten up people's lives. Like one of the notes she made to herself, "May I light up someone's life today." And even talking to Connor on her, and you know, Connor was saying COVID was hard for Gillian because she was a naturally hugging person, always physically, emotionally and mentally there for her kids when she came in the evening. You know, she just as Connor said of his own encounter, they met at 17 years of age. They were 13 years married last August. But as Connor said, "My experience of her, she believed in me, gave me huge confidence, highly supported him having a goal as well as her own goals. She was so kind-hearted, hard-working, full of positivity, and all of her life was about helping others. And she was an inspiration to him." And as I said to him, that legacy, I think, will continue on. And you can see it in Connor's response. And I suppose there's a significant moment coming up for Connor and his family and for Gillian's family on May the 8th here, when it would have been her birthday. So Connor wants to remember her by doing something positive, just as she would have done if the shoe was on the other foot.
So tell me about that, because many, many people were out searching, many volunteers getting involved in this, and particularly, I suppose, led by Semra and the wonderful work they do, know.
Oh, yeah, Semra were just unbelievable. And this touched Connor deeply. And Gillian and Connor, you know, talk about a weekend starting beautifully on Saturday morning. They went down to Ardmore, did the cliff walk, had walks around the sea shore with Amelia and Connor, their kids, had a beautiful afternoon. And Connor said he'd cycle back because they used to alternate. They used to, one of them would take, Gillian usually took Saturday and would go on her long runs, and Connor was into cycling. He would do his cycling on Sunday. But he said, "Look, I'll cycle back from Ardmore and you'll have Sunday this time." And he cycled back, and Sunday morning Gillian said she'd go for a run down around Mahon Falls, decided to do Cwm Sinéan. And they had Connor, he is even a photographer at the top, they were talking, and she had arranged to be back in contact by 2 o'clock. And when he wasn't getting contact by 2:45, he rang Semra, the mountain rescue group. And I suppose, given Connor's Navy background, he realised the importance of time. So time wasn't lost from that point of view. And Semra, lucky enough, were out already on a training exercise and were on site very quickly. But it took a huge number of them, and they searched all Sunday evening. And the sound travel was pretty good in the mountains, because often it's not with wind, and they were getting no response. They kept a presence on Sunday night on the mountain, but they had to send down the search because of darkness and fog. Started immediately again on Monday morning, found her body late Monday evening, but could not access it that late to get the body out. But what touched Conor very deeply was the fact that a member of Simra spent the whole night with Gillian's body and prayed with her. She wasn't left alone on that mountain that night.
What kindness that was, you know?
Yeah, that really, I think that touched everybody.
Yeah.
That heard it, including myself. Sorry now for being a bit emotional.
That's all right now.
I thought it was deeply touching. And Conor talked about the fact that they were so kind to him on the site. They never left him out of the loop, kept him informed, kept a presence with him always. And also he was bowled over by the kindness of the local community, not just to him, but to the mountain rescue team and the many people who came in terms of providing food and accommodation over the 3 days. And as Conor said, you know, they give up time for my family. They took time out of their time. The Simra isn't their volunteers. They're not paid. So they put their families on hold for his family. And he wants to give something back. And I have some friends in Simra. They were deeply touched by it. And most of the time, they're bringing off a living human being, maybe with a broken leg, a sprained ankle. So you can imagine it's very emotionally draining.
Oh,
to know you're bringing a body out of a very difficult ravine.
Tell me about the fundraiser then, and what exactly is going to happen.
Yeah, well, Conor, to commemorate Gillian and her birthday, has set up a GoFundMe page to raise funds for Simra. And South East Mountain Rescue cover a huge area from Mount Leinster down to North Cork and over to the Slieve Bloom. So in Tipperary here, we would have the Cumras, the Galties, the Knockmeal Downs, Slieve Namon, the Devil's Bit, Keeper Hill, all of those areas. So it's a huge geographical area. And normally they would have a number of fundraising things going on, like many people are familiar here with the Long Way Around.
Yes.
A walk they organise in November each year. Couldn't do it last year. The last walk they organised, Gillian was actually on it herself.
Was she indeed?
Yeah. Raised funds for them. And they would have numerous flag days and stuff. So because of COVID, all of that has been cut. And Conor wants to help secure funds for them as his positive contribution to you. The old Canon Hayes motto, this is a time of darkness for the Ryan and family and Gillian family. And Conor has decided to light a light rather than curse the darkness in memory of Gillian.
Mm.
So he set it up on the 25th of April, and already there's nearly €23,000 raised. So
it's a GoFundMe page.
It's a GoFundMe page. So people can fund a number of ways. I'll talk to your researcher afterwards. You might put up a link on your on your Tip FM website.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if people look up Conor Ryan McCarthy, his Facebook page, they'll get the link there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they or they can simply post to donations to Conor Ryan Horse and Jockey Turles. Or if they simply Google fundraising by Conor Ryan or South East Mountain Rescue, they'll come across the link on those.
Very good.
And I met one grandfather out walking the other day, and I was telling him about the story. And he's an old age pensioner, and as he said, I don't have much money, but I want to give something. He immediately gave me €20 to donate. He was so touched by the story. Another man up in Portlaoise there, Pat Moore, the minute he heard it, donated €300. So people are donating. And Sonny O'Sullivan has rolled in behind this as well, just the weekend gone, because she's part of a virtual group of runners. They organised, who gathered virtually for the last 15 months due to COVID. They gather together, and they have been fundraising for it as well, because Gillian was part of that group, and many people were touched by her positivity she brought to that group, and motivation and her openness to learning.
Well, I'm sure that people will dig deep for this, because the outpouring of love for Gillian has been absolutely incredible. And Olin, you describe it so well this morning as well.
And yes, I suppose Gillian as well has given so much and has touched so many lives. And in these difficult times of COVID, people are struggling for ways to support and respond to it. And to support Connor and to support Semra. To give you an example, Semra, for instance, had to wait for a drone to come from somewhere else with heat-seeking camera equipment on it. And Connor would love to think that maybe enough of funds would be raised. We're hoping maybe we could raise over 50,000 that Southeast Mountain Rescue would be able to purchase that drone, because you well know, Fran, and time is of the essence when somebody is injured in the mountain.
Of course
and
it is,
little did Gillian think and her family think when she did that walk that they would be availing of that service, tragically.
Well, once again, on behalf of everybody here at the station, our condolences to Connor and the family, and indeed to you, Noel, a family friend as well. And thanks for coming on this morning and giving us an insight into the beautiful lady herself. In fact, all of her images, there's one particular image that is around. She's the most beautiful woman. Beautiful, and as somebody said to me last night,
I was showing them a wedding photograph or a photograph of them on their 13th anniversary. And she hasn't aged a bit. They couldn't believe she was only 37 years of age. But an absolutely beautiful woman. But more importantly, from everybody I've met, she had a beautiful presence and an uplifting presence that inspired people. And she was a light often in the darkness of people's lives.
Well, it's a lovely way to describe her. Noel, thank you so much for your time
morning.
Friend. And best of luck where that fundraising is concerned. Thank you. And again, just to congratulate Semra on their wonderful work. We often try to highlight what it is that they do. They're always there for people and we think they're fantastic. It's 9:41 right now. We'll be back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.